Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Price.
Next time you're going to get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Because I like to get lubed up before I get...
James.
Say woo!
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
And welcome to Not Another Podcast.
Hello,
I am James.
I am Bryce.
And this is a momentous occasion.
It is.
If we had a drum, we'd roll it.
Down the hill.
Down the hill.
Out the window.
Because...
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away.
Samantha is back.
Hello.
I'm really excited.
God, you're dancing.
You're not missing anything.
I just, I want to thank technology for bringing us all back together. Technology!
Yay! Science!
Science! So, Samantha, you and I, you've helped me revive the show back when you and I were trapped in a place we love to refer to as hell.
Yeah. I lived in a murder house.
You did.
I still have pictures of that house because people don't believe me. And I'm like, no, really, this is where people die.
I think right after you left, someone was murdered there.
Probably.
They were murdered. The people were murdered there before. I am.
They were probably murdered while she was still there.
There are skeletons in that crawl space basement where the boiler is.
It's definitely a murder house if there's a boiler in it.
Oh yeah.
Like I never went down there. It was like this hatch in the mud closet or like
the mud closet.
So it was this hatch that rose up like hidden door in this house I was renting. And I didn't even know it was there until one day the landlord
she heard
was like,
scraping on it.
Something really quick. Lift it up, and I was like, "Oh, that's what a dead body."
And that will be nailed shut when you leave.
The boiler explodes. Oh well.
So we were unceremoniously shoved out of the door of the radio station we were working at.
They gave us the boot on the same day.
And I firmly believe it's because.
There was some personality conflicts.
I think there was some fear.
Yeah,
definitely fear. There was a gentleman, and I use the term in the loosest sense, who I think was very intimidated by the two of us.
Oh, yeah. We had more knowledge. We had more skill. We both have done live. He had no idea how to do any of that. He barely knew how to run the board.
And he took it upon himself to see us shit-canned. Won the battle that he thought we were fighting.
Question mark.
Yeah. So,
he's the only one in the war.
Unfortunately, that version of Not Another Podcast had to go away, but we had built up an audience together, and we didn't want to see it go away. So when I came back to Portland, regrouped with Bryce, we made sure that we tried to get you on as much as possible, but technology and money being what it was at the time, we just couldn't do that. But
right.
Now, we've ushered in a whole new era. So, God, has it been 2 years? It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Thank you very
much. It's been a long time.
Almost three.
Yeah, two and a half, something like that.
Yeah, so, Samantha, what have you been up to?
So, let's see, after Montana... my grandmother's going through some surgery, so, my ex wanted me back, the alcoholic, the evil James.
By the way, there is an evil James.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to him.
James is evil. So every time I say my friend James, people look at me and go, no. And I'm like, no, Portland James. So I'm like,
see, what's really funny is we're on Skype, so I'm creeping her out.
So, like, good James with the crazy eyes and the buck teeth. So...
those aren't teeth, they're chiclets.
What's going to be different? You're an alcoholic, you're a douchebag, whatever. And he's like, well, in exact words, it's going to be the exact same relationship, just with a 5-month reset. And I said, no, thank you. And I moved to Illinois.
Goodbye.
Right, bye. And I haven't talked to him since. Actually befriended him on Facebook, and like 2 hours later, I had an email from him, and I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And I just she needs that aggravation.
Stalker.
But I got my certification as a dog trainer, so I'm officially certified.
Nice.
Effie is, my dog is now a certified
I got three
canine
dogs
citizen.
For you.
She's a therapy dog, she's a service dog, so that's really exciting.
Can you service Bryce's dogs?
She will service his dogs. She's kind of a help. She loves them. Lots of licks. Her tongue is very busy.
Welcome to the dog pimp.
To the dog house.
Bounce, squonk,
well, that's where you go when you're bad. Where do you go when you're dirty? Dog pit, I guess. The dog house.
She'll hook your dog up with her dog.
Well, my bitch is fixed. So.
Yeah, all my dogs are fixed, too.
$20 gets you a fixed dog.
Oh, gosh. So, let's see what else is going to go on. I turned 30. I know you can't tell, I'm still gorgeous. that laugh says otherwise. So, yeah, I turned 30.
So how's the cat collecting going?
So, people say when you turn 30, weird things start happening in your body. You know, everything changes. And I was like, oh, whatever. No, that's absolutely true. So if you're about to turn 30, you're effed. Like, you're done. I have,
Bryce.
Like, a dry scalp. I've never had
I got, like, two
before
more
in
years.
My life. My armpits smell different now during my period. It's so bizarre. And I'm like, no.
I just see her walking down the street going, what's that?
I'm not even kidding. My armpits smell different. And, like, I never get cramps during my period. Now I do. And I'm like, and they're debilitating. I hate the world.
You feel like we're getting too much information here?
Oh, you love it. Shut up.
Save it for your next movie commentary.
Mister, yeah, I love it when you make it really awkward and uncomfortable. Just not for you.
Those are the best parts of the commentary. Is like, have you heard Samantha's movie commentary?
I haven't listened. I usually don't listen.
Oh, my
to
God.
Show.
The first one, she just blurts out she's a squirter. You
what
forgot about that, didn't you?
I did. I absolutely did.
The second one, she got into masturbatory habits. The third one was with guys, and that got really awkward.
That was fun.
And I've yet to listen to Wolf Cop, so I can't wait to hear what she reveals about herself there. And it's always sexual in nature.
Well, I'm a sexual person. What do you want?
Well, that's fine, but, you know, save it for the sex show, which is next month.
I did go to Sexapalooza recently.
So anyway,
and just let that awkward all the time we have.
That awkward pause hang.
Right. Let it linger just for a second. That's what she said. As you know, I've,
just
you know,
the tip.
I'm with a.
Just the
I signed up with a talent agency in Chicago, so I was sent out to an audition and I got a role in a trailer. And the movie's called Love Doctor. No, it is not a porno, so I'm going to stop you right there. Just the trailer. He's the director's trying to shop it around, so I didn't get paid for it, but that's okay. I still got cast in something. So.
Now you're all famous.
Yeah. This is the last time we'll talk to
you. Second most famous person we've had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely last time you'll talk to me. Once I'm famous, I don't know you, sucker.
It's a well-documented fact that Samantha has a serious obsession with one Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I'd like to point out that The Rock is currently in Portland filming a movie with Kevin Hart, and Samantha is all the way across the country. And I think
Are
we should make
sure?
It a point, Bryce, to get The Rock on this show and Skype in with
Good
Samantha.
Luck.
No.
And we'll
she would climb
pet
through
him.
The computer.
Oh my God. It'd be the
it'd
worst
be like
poltergeist
the
movie.
It'd be like The Ring. Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that.
We got to figure out how to tape these so we can put
well,
just edit them so it's just like her making weird faces, showing her cleavage to us. You know.
That's my best feature.
Right before the show, she's adjusting the camera. We got a great cleavage shot.
It's not even a low cut shot.
See, the great thing is she can
her
she can be
so big.
She could be just wearing a shirt, no pants or anything else. We wouldn't know.
That's why you're not wearing any pants, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you down? Are you
that? And you like it when I don't wear pants?
You
yeah,
never
Donald
wear pants.
Awkward. Okay, so all three of us saw the Avengers, not together, obviously, but we've seen the Avengers, and We haven't, Bryce, you and I haven't been together to do a show. Yeah, a review. But since Samantha's seen it, I think it's about time the three of us do as much of a spoiler-free review.
With spoilers.
With spoilers.
we'll just do the spoiler warning right now.
You know what? There's going to be spoilers.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, you're a douche. So.
You deserve to be spoiled.
I am going to act like a bougie hipster right now. I saw pre-screening before it opened.
Ooh, oh, damn. We lost fancy. Our connection. Oh, well.
No, it's luck. Just luck of the draw. A friend of mine that does that for all the big, all like the big blockbuster movies and was like,
a friend
hey.
Or a friend?
Friend. Bunny Rabbit. So he was like, oh, I'm getting tickets for everyone. And they were like $17 each. That's not 3D at the IMAX. At the IMAX theater. And
so Ultron actually came out and punched her in the face.
She did. He was walking through the movie theater. That's a black eye. And I was home all last week sick, so it was awful. But, yeah, I had a black eye. It was terrible. That metal really hurts.
So I'm going to ask you, Bryce, how did you feel about Avengers as a whole?
It was awesome.
That's all.
Yeah.
I have some problems with it.
You have problems with every movie.
It's actually, they're not major problems because I really like the movie. It was fantastic. But I think they were pulling on too many Marvel threads. They were trying to set up too many of the future Marvel movies.
I don't
and
think,
I think
so.
It, I think it pulled away
from them. I think they did
it
just right.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think the Black Panther thread was too much or
the reference?
Ragnarok?
And the creation of the one of the enemies? I don't think that was too much.
Yeah, but they didn't create the enemy. You saw him as an arms dealer. Nothing really happened to him.
That's why I don't think that was too much.
Oh, they did cut his arm off, didn't they?
Yeah. Now, if they would have... really
spoiler.
Went into it.
Yeah.
We already warned him. This whole show is a spoiler.
Yeah, this whole
but
show
if
is
they
would have
went into him becoming that full character, then yeah, that would have been way too
but
much.
But they did. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, all they did...
Not really.
He becomes that character because he gets his arm cut off.
Yeah.
So,
big
I just... I just think they're pulling at too...
I don't think
too
so.
Many threads. I think they... Instead of setting up Infinity Wars, which is years away... They should have just focused on the next Captain America movie, which is...
And they did that at the end.
They did, but no, but they were setting up Infinity Wars throughout. The whole thing with Vision.
Yeah. That's the whole ultimate end goal. I mean, end game is they have to get it set up.
Yeah, but they could have done it with the next movie.
But they want to hint at it.
But they didn't hint at it.
Well, they hinted at, like, Infinity Wars at the end of the first... Oh, gosh, I get... some of the stingers mixed up.
I know, they're all
the
same.
When they showed Thanos for the first time.
Yeah, at the end of the first Avengers. Yeah.
Movies ago.
Yeah. They've been hinting at it the whole time. I mean, that's what all of these series are going to have in common is is the Infinity Wars. And
but
that's
the thing, though.
On.
They didn't just hint at it. They just basically said for 15 minutes, we're doing Infinity Wars. You know, if you take all the... If you... culminate everything that they talked about, the Infinity Stone and then the Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet and all that stuff, it's 15 minutes of the film.
But you also have to go off of the fact that a lot of the people that are seeing these movies have no idea. They've never touched the comics or looked into any of this, and they have no idea what's going on.
And that's fine.
So this is helping them out and saying, okay, this is what's going to be coming up.
That's fine, but I think they should have just pulled back.
You whine about everything, so
I think they were just pulling at too many threads.
I take your reviews with a grain of salt.
As you should.
Because it's usually a big 50-pound bag of salt.
Reviews are basically opinions.
Yeah.
And my opinion is that while it was a really good movie, I think they just pulled it too many threads.
Fair enough.
So
I think they did.
What do you say about opinions? Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has them. Some stink, some don't.
This one stinks.
Did you miss me so much?
So. Not really, no.
I was like, oh yeah, this is why.
I don't know if you saw, but they did pretty much announce the entire cast for Captain America.
Yep.
And it's basically everyone who's been...
And it's twice as much as the second Avengers
I kind of get the feeling they're going to end up splitting it into a two-parter, because there's so much.
You kind of have to.
I don't think they're going to be able to do it in 2.5 hours.
Because I think Chris Evans is only contracted for one or two more movies. So it's going to be the
Actually, no, I think he's only contracted for one more.
Well, they had to re-sign Robert Downey Jr. to get him into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there's talk that there's going to be an Iron Man 4, which I'm cool with.
I thought 3 was good.
Yeah. I would like to see one more Thor movie.
Yeah, they're definitely working on it.
Yeah, there's Ragnarok, but I'd like to see one more after that.
Yeah.
We're not gonna, yeah, Chris Evans, like, spoiler, Chris Evans is not going to survive the next Captain America movie.
Yeah.
It's Civil War.
Yeah.
Captain America dies at the end of Civil War. And, again, spoilers, Winter Soldier, Bucky, becomes Captain America.
Yeah.
So.
Because I know,
I just hope they do the death justice.
Yeah.
That's why there needs to be an Iron Man 4. We need to see Tony Stark dealing with the fact that he's responsible for Captain America's death.
Yeah.
So. No word on who's going to be playing Spider-Man, but he's supposed to show up.
Yep.
Yeah, in this next one. I'm so excited about that.
I'm just kind of ticked that they kicked off Andrew Garfield.
I know, that was a really bad choice, I think.
He was a really good Spider-Man. We've talked about this at length at work. He's a really great Spider-Man. He's a better Spider-Man, but Tobey Maguire was a better Peter Parker.
No, I disagree.
I think it depends on the... Because it's the universe that you're looking at, the Peter Parker and the Spider-Man. And I think Andrew Garfield did great at both.
I think so, too. I felt Tobey Maguire was far too emo as Peter Parker. And Peter Parker is nerdy, not emo.
Yeah.
What I liked...
But Andrew Garfield... Like, Peter Parker is witty as Spider-Man. He's not necessarily witty as when he's out of that costume and out of that mindset.
But see, Garfield did that really well, where he did, like, that nervous thing. Like, he's always nervous, he's uncomfortable in his own skin, until he puts on the Spider-Man outfit, and then he's, like, he's only witty because he's afraid.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but you're right, he's got a confidence. But he's, like, he's got a confidence in how he moves and fights, but you can tell, like, with his lines and some of his body language, that he's really unsure of himself. So he's always joking because that's a way to ease the tension he feels.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought Garfield did it great. There was nothing witty with Tobey Maguire. Like, he didn't... I think he had, like, one quip in the second movie. You know?
Yeah, that wasn't a good end.
Samantha's off in La La Land.
I'm excited for Deadpool.
Did you see the Mother's Day photo?
I didn't. I tried to pull it up the other day, but it wouldn't come up.
I have it. I don't want to mess
That's
with
fine.
That.
That's fine. I'll
I just started learning about Deadpool. Because, like, I've always enjoyed comic books growing up, but I only knew the basic ones.
Here's the only thing you need to know about Deadpool. Deadpool is the only comic character who knows he's a comic character.
Yeah. He, like, does that break the fourth wall thing all the time. And I don't know, I started learning more about him. I have a friend who's a huge fan of him, so he lent me some comics, and I'm just like, I just think he's so cool.
Find the YouTube video, if you haven't seen it already, of Deadpool killing Mario Lopez. It was an April Fool's Day thing that they put together. It's fucking hysterical.
I've heard about it, I didn't see it.
It is so great. Slater will never hurt you again, Jesse. yeah, there it is. That's so great.
Oh my god. This is going to be awesome. They're definitely going to do this justice. If the last two X-Men movies have been anything to show what Fox has done.
Well,
Sony
and they're
Fox.
Listening to the fans, and I think they're taking the character very seriously.
They have to.
Quote unquote. And the proof of concept trailer proved that they're going to do it right, because that whole proof of concept trailer, he's breaking the fourth wall.
He has to. That's part of the whole character.
Yeah. That's a staple of Deadpool.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait for next year when it comes out.
I know.
Hey, today is a kind of a special day, not only because we've reunited with Samantha, which, by the way, we should point out, this is the first time you two have ever met.
I know.
Right.
You've interacted without actually interacting. And, Samantha, you were writing to me earlier today that you're kind of upset about someone.
Yes, I was going to bring that up, and then it slipped my mind. Apparently, there's impersonation done of me, and, they chip away at my soul a little bit at a time. It makes me very sad. And for every impersonation that is done of me, a teardrop falls from my eye. So.
Well, we're going to have to arrange.
Really dehydrated.
We're going to have to arrange a meeting
for that
now.
Person.
Yeah.
To be on.
Because we can do that
you.
Now.
Yes, we have that technology.
Yeah, we have that power.
And I think it's time that person owned up. And I think we should spring it on him.
Yeah.
Like not.
Yeah,
tell him
I think so too.
I know he listens to this, so but he might not understand because it's him. And yeah, so we'll arrange for something like that in the future. But today is kind of a special day in the internet world because 10 years ago today,
Leroy Jenkins,
a star was born in Mr. Leroy Jenkins. Samantha's totally shaking her head. She has no
Don't get it. It was explained to me today, and I was like, okay, so you ruined the game for everybody else.
That's the whole point.
I don't care.
They posted up this video of this just jerk.
This douchebag.
They're making their plan. We're going to go in. You're going to do this. And he's like, okay. And just bolts in. And they're like, wait, what was going on? And one guy
just gets everybody killed.
There's one guy that just goes, Leroy fucked it up forever. Oh, it is one of the finest internet memes. I can't believe it's 10 years old.
Did you see that? I saw a video, Guild Wars 2. They caught a guy cheating. They had so many people report him, so they went back, found some video evidence. And they basically publicly shamed him before they killed his character. So what they did is one of the developers got on his account, took his character, stripped it naked, jumped off a bridge onto the street below, and then deleted his character and banned all his accounts and stuff.
It would have been cooler if...
they should have got everybody there to watch.
What they should have done is, like, crucified the character so that the person could go on, but he couldn't
But they
move.
Were stuck.
Yeah, they just... And they could only watch as people came up and shamed him, you know?
Threw stones
And
at
then
him.
Deleted it, like, after a week. That would... God, I wish that would happen to so many people.
I know.
Cheat on
I
games.
Wish they would do that.
Samantha has no idea because she doesn't
just
play games at all.
People hanging, crucified on the side.
That would be so World of Warcraft, the road of cheaters.
The road of shame.
Well, isn't that like in the contract when you sign up for the game that, you know, there's certain things you can and cannot do, you break the rules, that they can get into your account, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they usually they'll just ban you, they'll just shut your account down.
But
and,
for these special cases.
Yeah. These guys went above and beyond.
You see, a lot of
but
people.
They
just,
should do that anyway.
A lot of people just get around it because they just create a new account.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think they should ban the IP address.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? If you ban the IP address, then you can't just go on and create a new account, you know? Then you just have to. Then you're costing these guys thousands of dollars because they have to buy a whole new setup.
Yeah.
You know? That would be the best. Justice. But we have that problem. Like,
Street
you and
justice.
I playing on Xbox, we run into cheaters all the time.
Yep.
And it really ruins the game for people who just want to have a good time and enjoy it. People find a way to break the code, you know, and make themselves invincible or whatever.
Lag switches.
Lag
which is
switches,
the easiest
yeah.
thing for consoles.
Ugh, drives me nuts. So, I think if you're going to set up an open world or any sort of, you know, competition, player versus player world,
there should be like dungeons
you need to
and
monitor
stuff.
It.
It should. There should be like a justice system.
A justice
like the first offense, you get thrown in the dungeon for a month. You can't play the game.
Yeah, yeah. You
and
can't,
then after
and you can't
that,
create
you get
a new
executed.
Account because they lock it to your IP, basically. Because even an Xbox has an IP. So, yeah. But
and
speaking of...
thrown in the dungeon, you see them the next day, they're in the shower with their cookies. Go to yeah.
Bleeding from their ass. speaking of games, I saw they just revealed some new game footage from the new Assassin's Creed game. And I'm kind of psyched for this because they've moved it up another 100, almost 200 years. Because you're playing in London in
pre-Victorian. I couldn't tell you how
I don't know, but
the
there
video.
Was
I'm
a steam engine
right
train
now.
On there. And I'm hoping you get a
I
ride
think that'd
the
be
train.
Victorian.
Yeah. Have you not played Assassin's Creed? It's right up your alley. It's killing people you hate.
Well, I played D&D for the first time, and I'm an assassin, so... I know,
and
right?
Drop the mic.
So, we're going to just turn you off now.
I know it's not the same thing.
Not even close.
You
go
I know it's not.
You go to the shame corner. Go.
James is the shame corner.
I live in the shame corner. I'm not the shame corner. The footage looks good, though.
Yeah, and it's not even fully finished yet either.
Commercials on TV for it.
They just dropped this footage today, yeah. I believe. So,
oh,
and we're watching. We're currently watching like test footage. Yeah, Black Flag was really good. I liked being a pirate. So
it's a long one. It's like 9 minutes.
Well, they want to show. They're going to show you the whole story,
I'd say
so
it's
you don't
Victorian.
Need to play the game.
I'd say it's Victorian.
Yeah, I think so too, because it's horse-drawn carriages, but it's also steam engines and stuff like that. So. Maybe it's only 100
I was
years.
The one who got you into the whole Assassin's Creed.
I know.
I'm getting,
I got an Xbox.
I'm kind of bored of it.
I don't have a gaming system, so I don't have anything to play on.
Well, you need to invest in one.
I have my phone and my tablet, and I play my little premium games.
See, I think you would be a badass.
Family Guy's going really well.
I think you'd be a badass at Grand Theft Auto.
I like the, you know,
I can see her beating up hookers.
Oh, yeah, she'd totally beat up hookers. Strippers, pimps.
Everybody.
Hot black guys. Hot army guys. Just hot guys, period. I just saw the trailer for Gem and the Holograms. And I'm disappointed.
It's only a matter of time.
I really liked the cartoon when I was a kid because I was really into music and stuff. And it was a lot better than Barbie and the Rockers.
I just picture him sitting in rocking chairs.
Old Barbie.
Yeah.
I've seen this plot before, though. I saw it with Josie and the Pussycats like 10 years ago. It's the same plot. So, I don't know. Apparently Hollywood is out of ideas.
They've been out for a while.
Well, did you see the thing for the Entourage movie on IMDb, where you can submit your own movie idea, and they'll pick the winner by May 22nd, or you submit by May 22nd, and they pick the winner, and they'll help you make your movie.
How many ideas did you submit?
Hollywood is out of ideas.
And all of them involve The Rock.
Okay, it's me and Rock on a train. No,
me
it's
Rock
me and
in
Rock
a plane.
On
a
it's a porno with me and The Rock. That's all it really is.
We're alone on a desert island.
It's 50 Shades of Grey, but it's me and The Rock. And I'm Christian Grey. And there's a lot of oil. At least half the budget is for oil.
And I just rub it on him all day long, every day. That's the whole movie.
We'll make millions.
Frustration. I'm just happy to do that. If he ever legitimately heard this, he'd be like, "This girl's a fucking psycho."
Not another podcast.
Restraining order.
No.
Never.
No,
it's just
the
two dudes. I'm cool with
really
that,
creepy.
But the chick.
Oh, don't worry. She's in Ohio.
But she can run.
She'd fly.
Really
she'd
fast.
Fly here if she found out he was going to be on the show.
She's invented her own Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
She'd teleport.
It's really funny though.
Iron Samantha just
crashing through the.
Where's the Rock?
He's gone.
Like I would just Hulk out. Death by snooze.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was killed today. Cause of
by
death.
By a rabid fan.
Snooze.
Rabid.
The fan had this to say. mama like.
She is now an insane asylum. It's your pleasure.
She was subdued by 45 drink darts. Horse tranquilizer darts.
It's just sad that SWAT teams could not get there before the rush. He was dead upon arrival.
The assailant was growling at the rescuers.
The assailant kept calling for it, the body to be returned to her when it goes into rigor. She was heard saying, quote, "I can ride that pony again," unquote.
I climb that tree over and over and over.
I'll have him stuffed and then I'll mount him. It's just like old times.
Oh, gosh. No, it's funny, because, you know, Fast 7 is coming up, and a lot of the really attractive guys are in that movie. Like, you know, you've got The Rock, Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, you know. So we saw a preview, and I'm sitting with the guy I'm seeing now, who you guys know is the Viking biker. He's Ryan on my... you'll hear him on Zombievers and on Wolf Cop, the other commentary that we did. But he's, you know, got long hair and a full beard, and I'm just watching this preview, and I'm like, this is every single guy that I think is hot. He looks at me and looks at the TV, and goes...
And then started crying.
Yeah.
A single tear.
Bald guys is your thing. Where did I come from? I'm like, I don't know,
He must have picked
Look,
up
you
all
were
the
available.
Missing hair.
I was lonely. Let's just call it good.
I was like, I don't know. Shave your head and see what you look like.
Grow it back. Grow it back.
Exactly. He shaved his beard for No Shave November, and he looked like a 12-year-old. I was like, never shave that again. Ever. He's sitting right next.
Smacking his head, wondering why. Why, God? Then he looks at her cleavage and goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Now I remember.
Love me.
Okay. Speaking of buff, sexy men. Hugh Jackman's announced he's going to play Wolverine one last time. And he's already in the gym getting ready. Apparently, there's video footage of him deadlifting 1,000 pounds.
Oh, his workout is brutal.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's yeah. Like on the both, like the guys from 3.
That's why he's only doing it one more time, because his body can't.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting old, guys.
He said that a while ago, that he wasn't going to be doing it much longer.
He's
and
not
then he
be
said
in.
He wanted to do it as long as he could.
I don't think he's in Age of Apocalypse, which is weird, because that's filming right now. I've seen pictures and stuff from production.
Well, did he say that he was going to be in one more movie, or the Wolverine, the 3 was going to be the last one? Because I think that's what they said.
The thing that I saw was the next Wolverine movie is his last, but I haven't seen anything about him being in Age of Apocalypse, which I don't know if it's necessary he's in. Like, he could cameo, but I don't know that it's necessary he's in. But you know who's playing Jean Grey? Sansa Stark.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw a couple pictures of her with her and the gal playing Jubilee, and they're like dead on. It's awesome. Jubilee even had the stupid yellow jacket.
It sounds like he might be in it, but they haven't confirmed it for sure.
Is that a Deadpool picture?
Sure.
Right there.
Yeah.
They're looking at stuff, guys. I can't see it either. Don't worry.
That's okay.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay.
Sharing,
yeah, it's from the
sharing.
Set. That's awesome.
Nice.
That's going to be cool. Here, I'll share.
Awesome. Deadpool.
Now find a sexy picture of The Rock and let's see what happens.
You know, I have enough of those taped to my ceiling. I mean,
the episode will just be called, And Then It Got Awkward.
The whole time.
The description will be, Samantha rejoined the show. Then things got awkward.
It's always a little awkward when I'm talking. I like to make people awkward. Like, that's funny for me.
You mean like the bartenders in Godforsaken who hadn't seen Silence of the Lambs?
I totally forgot about that.
I can't.
I was like, I totally shamed him too, didn't I?
Yeah, he did. Drunkenly, I might add.
Yeah. That's fun.
Your face just lit up
there. I like to make people uncomfortable. Is that so bad?
Let's see, what else is on? Hey, you guys want to hear a really interesting story? I heard this today, and I need to share it, because this is everything that's wrong with our country. Oh, great. I didn't get the whole...
Good job.
Oh, no, there it is.
Well, here, did you read the whole thing? Because remember that one?
Yes, I read the whole thing. Shut up. Okay, so check this out. A woman from here in Portland, her name is Donna Beagle. She and her family were getting on a flight in Houston to come back to Portland.
I heard this.
Did you? Okay. So they get on the plane, and she has a 15-year-old daughter who's autistic. and the daughter was starting to get a little kind of
fussy.
Fussy, yeah. And it's just because she was hungry, and she will only eat warm food. She doesn't like cold food. Nothing wrong with that. So the mother asked the flight attendant to help her out, basically saying, "Look, my daughter's hungry. Is there, you know, something from first class I could buy? I'll pay extra. You know, I just need warm food. No one can see you. You don't need to put on makeup and stuff."
No, it's just chapstick. Jerk. Just chapstick.
They had eaten dinner before getting on the plane, but the daughter didn't eat anything, so she was hungry. So the flight attendant brought a sandwich, said it was a hot sandwich, turned out to be a cold sandwich, and the daughter refused to eat it. So the mother asked, "Could you bring something else, something warm? Because otherwise she's going to get fussy, and she's going to start scratching, you know." And not a big deal. You know, it's an autistic child. You try and help them out, keep them calm. The daughter's been on flights hundreds of times and been totally cool. Well, they made like a total big deal out of it. They finally brought her some warm rice and stuff, but then they diverted the flight to Salt Lake City and forced the family to get off the plane because the captain felt uncomfortable flying with the daughter.
Yeah.
Every one of the passengers said that because
she was fine.
She'd eaten. She'd calmed down. She was watching a video, just quiet and everything. They had paramedics come in. They had police come in. They saw this this teenage girl, watching a video just as pleased as punch, just fine. Every one of the passengers said she was fine, but they made him get off the plane. So don't fly United.
Yeah.
And they're getting a lawsuit now over this. So
ridiculous.
That's blowing things way out of proportion.
Yeah.
You know. And there's video footage of the family being taken off the plane and stuff. And you can actually hear people going, "Oh, there's a lawsuit."
Yeah.
So
good.
I hope these people take United's ass because that's just pathetic.
They'll settle out of court.
So they asked, I guess they asked the flight attendant if they could warm something up, and the flight attendant just refused to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, because of this douchebag, hundreds of people had their flight diverted.
And even in the lawsuit, they said they don't even want money for it. They just want them to be retrained.
Yeah.
To be more understanding of situations like this.
Well, and it doesn't take any more time to, you know, help someone out. You're supposed to be customer service.
You're there to serve the people on the plane.
And it's
that's
your job
you get
to,
paid for.
It's your job to keep them happy and calm.
Yeah.
You know? So if there's a special needs child whose only special need is hot food, get him some hot food.
I know.
Warm up the damn sandwich. It's just, so I'm not going to fly United.
Me either.
And I already have trouble with Southwest, so.
If it costs the rock, then I won't take United.
God.
That is really sad, though. I mean, it just, the level of cold-heartedness that goes on is just ridiculous. Just help people out.
I know.
How hard is it to be nice to each other and smile once in a while?
We've had this conversation on this show so many times.
We're one species. That's all that should matter.
Yeah. It shouldn't matter color, sexual orientation, religious beliefs, any of that stuff. Take away flesh.
Yeah.
It's all just bones and organs.
We're all made of the same stuff.
Yeah. So, unless you're that woman that's got two vaginas, we're all pretty much the same.
You'd like a Time Lord?
Have you seen that story?
Yeah.
There's a woman in London who has two vaginas.
Well, that's great, because there's a guy in India who has two penises.
They make a perfect couple.
Well, as a woman, how would you like having two periods a month?
No. Are they both the same time? Or are they like
I think they were at the same time. I think she said they were at the same time.
Like, well,
they're probably synced up by now.
Yeah, they better be.
When she started having her period, she would bleed for like a month.
Yeah.
It's so expensive, like two tampons at a time. Are they like front and back of each other? Are they side to side?
I haven't seen it, so
I think I heard an interview, and I think she said they were. It's like top and bottom. It's like above and below.
So when you walk,
above, so below.
Awkward.
That was actually a decent movie too.
Was it? I haven't seen it.
Craft. The Craft? Is that what you're talking about? I love that movie.
That's a good movie,
too. I think we're talking
too.
About different movies. But
yeah.
Oh, you were talking about... That's what I was talking
They're
about.
They're speaking the same language.
Well, there's a movie called As Above, So Below.
Yeah, that's that yeah. movie that's in Paris.
Paris, the, yeah. The catacombs.
Yeah.
I have a friend... Our Luddite friend went to those catacombs.
Fucking damn.
Which was perfect, because there's no electronics down there.
Yeah, so he couldn't
so he
ruin anything.
Couldn't break anything.
Oh, God. No, I just saw the website that I catch up on Game of Thrones. Which, by the way, are you caught up
yes,
yet?
Yes, I am.
All the way through episode
yep.
5?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. We might have to talk a little Game of Thrones here yeah. in a minute. No, it had that movie It Follows.
Yeah.
That's
I
on there.
That movie.
I want to see it.
I saw it. It's actually not... I went into it expecting I was going to hate it. I was like, this movie's going to be dumb, and I'm just going to sit here and make fun of the whole thing. And it actually was not terrible. I did not hate it. I was
commentary movie.
But she did not like it.
Is it a movie that would be good for commentaries?
Yes. Oh, my God, it so would. Okay. I want to do a commentary for Unfriended. You guys seen the previews for that?
Yes, yes.
That looks... the one with the Facebook and, you know, the video chat, like we're doing.
You
like,
oh, yeah, yeah, where the people are getting killed.
And the, yeah.
Yeah, so that looks good.
You
that
didn't,
movie looks
You serious. Haven't seen it yet, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, wait till it comes out on disc. That's your assignment. You get to take that movie. And we'll do It Follows.
Okay.
You guys do It Follows. I'll do Unfriended, and we'll do, like, a double feature or something. But, oh, my God, that movie looks so stupid, and I cannot wait to get one of it. Cannot wait. And then, you know, you have all the teens and tweens that are like, this movie's going to be
before
stuff.
You That's Before you watch that, you should watch a movie on Netflix called Unchained, or Chain Letter.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
It's ridiculous.
Bryce is like, why the hell would I watch something like
because
that?
Because you wrote it, man. Shh. Sorry.
I was in college.
Oh,
I
have you
broke.
Seen the trailer for our favorite movie? Human Centipede 3?
No.
No.
I still haven't seen the second one, and I don't think I'm going to.
I haven't either, and I will
it's
not.
Ridiculous.
The entire
We have
planet.
To watch it. We have to watch it for commentary. You,
the fourth
me, and Jim.
One, the fourth one is going to be all the way around the planet.
Fourth one?
I don't
know. Oh, you're kidding.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
No, the third one,
one
oh, my God,
chain.
It's so funny. It's our good friend Dieter Laser.
Of course.
As a prison warden. And then the fat slob dude from the second one plays the prison doctor. And it's a prison, like, they can't control the prisoners. So they decide to...
Centipede them.
Centipede them to stop violence and everything. Oh, my God, it looks great.
That should be a punishment. That should be a real
totally
legal
work.
Punishment.
Yeah,
I sentence you to the centipede.
You can go to prison, or you can be part of the centipede, depending
prison.
On your crime. Please, God, let it be prison. Let it
give
be
me
death.
Give me the needle.
Give me
the fucking needle.
Hang me. Put me in a firing squad.
You can, and you know, if your crime is light but still bad enough to go to the centipede, you get to be the first one.
Oh, they just build on the first one. Yeah, I like that.
And then you get cut free. They don't put you back together. They just,
they cut
the stitches free.
Just crawl, bitches.
You spent 2 years on the centipede with no major incidences. You're cut free. We're going to cut your asshole free.
So gross.
But the guy behind you has got to stay in. He just gets a new asshole to be attached to. Literally and figuratively. Speaking of assholes. Oh, this is such a great segue. Justin Bieber might be joining the WWE.
As one of the ring girls?
I think maybe just a diva, but, you know, he'll be in the ring.
He'll be one of the Nitro girls.
Yeah.
No, I saw this article. He's in talks to join WWE, and there's talk that he might be wrestling. I don't know if this is
he
like a long-term thing or if it's just
every day.
Oh, yeah. And,
and if he doesn't lose every
match...
I hope
it's the Big Show who just sits on him and crushes him.
Parts in his face.
The Big Show would
they
go
bring
home and,
Rikishi
like,
back.
And he'd be like, oh, Bieber, right in the toilet.
Toilet paper.
I want them to bring Rikishi back and give him, like, the ultimate sting face.
Oh, God, I remember him doing those. I was always like, oh, why?
Because it's funny. That's why.
Did you watch the Justin Bieber roast?
No, God, no.
It was hilarious.
It was actually really funny.
It was
really
funny.
Yeah, but those
guys
are always funny.
Yeah.
But it's Justin Bieber. What has he done to deserve a roast?
He's a douche.
Nothing.
Doesn't mean he deserves it.
Ugh. I just... That girl needs to be shot. I'm just saying.
Who?
Beaver.
Oh, Beaver. You said that girl needs to be shot.
Samantha catches on.
Well, sorry, there was a slight lag, and I just, you know.
Sure there was. You guys excited for the Muppets coming back to TV?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you had no idea. Apparently they're going to make it like...
No, I heard about it, but...
Like Muppet Life. It's not going to be like the variety
show. It's going to be like Big Brother.
It's going to be like a reality show.
It should be like Survivor. Muppet Survivor.
Miss Piggy eats everyone.
Or they gang up and eat Miss Piggy.
The first night, they roast her over a spit.
And Kermit's the dessert.
And then they roast him.
Yep.
I don't know. There's a trailer out for it. I haven't seen it yet, but I love the Muppets, but...
Is it animated or is it actual puppets?
It's the actual Muppets.
Well, there's an animated Muppets as well.
Yeah, the Muppet Babies, but we don't speak of that abomination.
Shame.
God.
I wonder what they're going to look like, because I just imagine, like, sort of anime puppets, because that's where... You know, like when, what's it called? My Little Pony came back. They have these bigger eyes, and it looks more Japanese than anything. What? Don't look at me like that. Are they going to look the same, or are they going to completely
It's
going to
be the same Muppets.
It's probably the same ones that they've had their hands up for 30 years.
Yeah, they're going to smell like Jim Henson's armpit. Or Samantha's weird-smelling armpit. I don't know.
Yeah, turn 30 and see what happens. You guys already did that a lot.
Bryce hasn't. He's a baby.
Aww.
I got, like, 2 years.
He's got 20 years. speaking of TV, two long-running shows are finally coming to an end. One I'm thankful for, one I'm iffy, but CSI is finally ending. The original CSI Las Vegas is ending.
Yeah, they lost, like, the entire original cast.
Yeah, like, I think, actually, there's one person from the original cast.
I think there's two.
Maybe two, yeah.
Yeah, the girl that plays Sarah and I...
Greg, isn't it? The youngest, like, guy?
Yeah.
He started out in, like, the labs, and now he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are the only ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just falling off. I haven't seen... Like, I've heard Ted Danson was really good, but I haven't seen it.
I've seen a couple episodes, and he does a decent job.
I just... I kind of fell off when...
Yeah.
After Grissom left.
Yeah.
So... Because I knew there was going to be no more Lady Heather. So, but the other show that's ending, and I'm really thankful for this. I think this is 15 years too long. American Idol is going
away.
Oh,
God, finally.
Finally.
Now we just need to get Gordon Ramsay off the air.
No!
He hasn't done anything.
Yes!
Weird.
He's a terrible human being.
No, that's why I like watching him.
He's a terrible human
being.
Dude,
I loved Kitchen Nightmares. He'd go into restaurants and tell them their food was shit.
Because it always was. He was always right.
Oh, undoubtedly.
You know who we need to bring back for that? Donald Trump.
Fuck that guy. No, only if Gordon Ramsay comes on and tells Donald Trump that he's shit.
And then Gordon, and then Donald Trump buys him.
Donald Trump
and fires him.
Yeah. Guess what? I just owned all the restaurants
now.
You're fired.
Look at your shit!
Or like when he calls people a donkey and a donut. You're a fucking donut!
When did he become British? I didn't know he was British.
Yeah, he's always been... What?
Oh, you're talking... I thought we were talking about Trump still. Even that freaking hair.
His hair's British.
That rodent.
His hair's British, but he's American. That's why it parts to the left. he's going to buy the show and fire us.
We're not for sale. Actually, we are. There's enough money involved.
It was $50.
If that. We all get to split.
Well, if we're splitting it, we need $150.
Yeah.
We'll give you all this brand new equipment. Yeah.
For free.
Yeah, he would, like, set up a whole studio for us, and it would be, like...
Just so he could come in and fire us.
You're fired! You're fired! You're fired!
It would be, like, a month, and even if we're doing, like, really well, he'd come in and go, fired, that's for that comment!
Before I even hired you.
Yeah.
First, you'd have Gordon Ramsay come in and call us all donkeys.
Yeah. Or donuts.
While we're on the air, too. It's like, hey, was that... Gordon Ramsay's here, what the...
I think we're losing connection.
Why did he just call me a donkey?
When you're gonna be fired.
Let's see. What else is happening in the world? Is anyone excited for the Mad Max movie?
Yeah.
I'm super psyched for that. I can't wait to see that.
I'm going to go see that on Friday.
I've heard some people who've seen it, and they're calling it basically kind of like Aliens. Like, that Charlize Theron is more important than Tom Hardy, who plays Mad Max. Like, he's almost like a secondary character.
You're going to be the lead, but not
You're
going to
be Max, but you're not going to be in the movie that much. We're going to focus on this hot chick with a bionic arm saving all these other chicks. And then she's going to say, get away from her, you bitch, and blow everyone out the airlock. What?
I'm so confused.
It's going to be Aliens, but in the desert, the post-apocalyptic world.
I'm excited for Jurassic World.
Dude, that movie looks awesome.
You're the only other person that has said that, too.
It's going to be epic.
Most people... I'm so excited for that movie.
Well, trained raptors.
Like,
how could you not be excited?
I know. Attack raptors?
I'm so excited. My boyfriend's like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that great. But I'm going into it with all the hope
Dude,
in the world.
Yeah, me too.
Star-Lord.
I know.
Bryce Dallas Howard. Even Kingpin from the new Daredevil. He's in it. And attack raptors. That's all you need.
It's got dinosaurs. That's all that matters.
Yes, thank you.
That movie's going to be badass.
I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. It's dinosaurs.
Yeah. I kind of wish they'd pull back. Like, I think they're showing that new dinosaur too much.
Yeah, they've shown a bit too much
of
it.
The toys were leaked, though, so we already know what they look like.
Well, yeah, they rushed those out. And the only movie that did it right as far as the toys go was Godzilla.
Yeah.
They held the toys until after the movie came out because they didn't want anyone to see what Godzilla looked like.
Yeah.
And they did, like, a really good job of keeping it off the internet and
stuff.
So, and that movie was pretty badass.
Yeah, from my understanding, Jurassic World, it was leaked. It was an internal leak as to what the toys looked like. And then eventually they were just like, screw it, show them to everybody.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, well, then they're all over the stores now. So, but the, I think they're calling the Indominus Rex. Sure, I butchered that name. But when the first trailer came out, you saw, like, I think you saw a claw or maybe a foot. But then the second trailer came out, and it was like, here he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, hold that. That's something you should hold. I mean, you could show all the chaos that goes, but...
Indominus Rex.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was a mistake to let that leak. Even with the toys, because the toys aren't an accurate representation of what's going to be on the screen.
Yeah, but it still gives away.
Yeah, so,
I finally saw the second Star Wars trailer.
What'd you think?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That movie's going to be so badass. I had to shut down my computer because, I went down a YouTube rabbit hole the other night, and apparently...
Shame on you.
Wait. I was really good because something was about to come up because I was watching this show called Sing Your Face Off. That's really great if you get a chance to watch it. It's fucking amazing. But you know how YouTube's got that new thing where it's like up next and they'll start playing?
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom and came back and it was like almost cycled. Some footage from Celebration, the Star Wars Celebration weekend. It was coming up. It was like some panel or something with Mark Hamill and
all the panels.
And I like slammed it off. No!
You threw the monitor out the window.
No, I cannot watch!
These aren't the droids I'm looking for.
But I want to save all that stuff so I can watch it after Star Wars comes out. So I might go back and find it. Not watch
save
it, but save it. Yeah. Because there was some interesting looking stuff there from that. But we were talking Mad Max earlier. Have you seen did I show you the game footage for the Mad Max game?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my god, this game. I know how much you love Destiny. I think you will like Mad Max as much. I don't know much about the gameplay itself, but it's open world, and of course you're Max. I don't think it's like Destiny where like a lot of other people can play. I think it's single player, like on your own.
Yeah.
But you... You start out as Max, you gotta build up your muscles and get new armor and stuff, but then you get a car and you've gotta build up your car too. And I think that's pretty badass. So, if oh, and they have Thunderdome in the Mad Max game.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Two men enter, one man leave. Two men enter, one man leave. I think he's going to be a great Mad Max.
Yeah.
Looks like a good movie.
So. Well, what it's hunky, sweaty guys.
Just what James likes.
Yeah.
Blowing crap up to classical music. I mean, there you go. Yeah. That's the dream.
I love that the guy on the truck with the guitar that shoots out the flames. That's pretty epic. Every time I see it, I was like, well, Rammstein did it better.
You know what's really funny is that's exactly what my boyfriend said.
Rammstein did it better?
Yeah. Wait, can I pick him?
Still a better love story than Twilight, right?
Anything is a better love story than Twilight.
There's that picture of that bird and that squirrel that was riding the bird or whatever, the chipmunk. And somebody put Kim Jong-un on the bird. Like he was riding it. I so badly wanted to say, still a better love story than Twilight.
That movie was a piece of crap. What are you trying to find? We're in the awkward part of the show where it's like, clearly we didn't prepare for this.
We never prepare.
We got over preparing stuff a while ago. But we're about out of time here anyway, so I have no idea what we're doing next week. I don't even know. You got to send me that picture. I'll post it up
there
on the show.
Oh, gosh. You guys will see it soon. Not another podcast.
So, speaking of which, you run a bunch of our online stuff, which you've been very lax in. I'm just going to call you out.
I
right
have. Now that I have more time and I'm back, I can definitely throw myself back into it. So, Tumblr and everything will be updated a lot more often. And I do apologize. I've been slacking in my duties.
James fire slacks. You, but I don't pay you. So
James is always slacking, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's talk about slacking there, slacker.
I just have to be above
this whole
James.
Show is slacking.
If you're just a little bit better than both of us, you're golden.
That's easy. She's a woman. That's done and done. Okay, so that's about it for this show. Next week we'll be back with more crap. You know, same crap you expect.
Same crap, different.
Next month, hopefully, we'll get Dennis back
Part
on.
Part 3.
We'll find out what the
I
hell
still
happened.
Think we should call it Under the Hood.
I'll change it.
All right.
On Part 3, we'll call it Under the Hood Part 1.
All right. We'll just confuse everybody.
I want to find out what
happened. I know.
Yeah, because when we last left Dennis, his rise to stardom was on the rise. Terrible.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, that's it. Samantha, thanks for rejoining us. Rejoining us? Whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting the technology to help me join you.
Well, let's thank my wife for spending money on her credit card.
Thank you, Bree.
We love you, Bree. You're the best. Next time we have you on, we should arrange for a certain other individual to be on. I think it's about time you two met and just hashed it out. There's a lot of bad blood there.
Let the battle commence and
we'll
end.
Just let them go.
Yeah. We'll just sit back. I want a good, sure, clean fight.
No hitting below the belt, unless you're Samantha.
No, does that mean I get to hit below the belt, or is that way?
You get to hit him with the belt, below the belt.
Yeah, so
take your spikiest belt. Wrap it around your hand, and you can hit him below the belt.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Oh, one other note. I think we need to do a Not Another Podcast congratulations to show friend Big Jim.
Yes.
He is engaged to be married to his longtime girlfriend,
so
Malia.
She finally asked him.
So she finally tied him down, put a ring on his finger, and said, you're going to be mine.
It's prison rule, right? She just
punched
him.
Yeah, punched him until he submitted, and then took him, and then kissed him on the. No, congratulations, Jim and Malia.
Yes,
we wish you all the best, and we will have Jim in here to talk about his engagement and his proposal soon. I guess he videotaped it.
Nice.
I don't know why we'd want to watch a prison rape, but
it's for the lawyers.
It's for the lawyers. Yeah. Well, he learned from his mistake on the set of Witness.
Yes.
Did you ever hear that episode? It's one of our best episodes. Fondled Out of Hollywood. Is that what we called it? I can't remember.
Oh.
No, that was what they called
it. That was a while ago, wasn't it? You know
we
what?
Did a
we
whole commentary.
You told it to me, so I didn't listen to the episode because you already explained to me what happened.
What was the one that we had that was one of the best? It was the meat cooking one. Friction Method.
Yes, Friction Method.
That's the one you should listen to if you have not.
That's the one you should never listen to.
That's the one you should tell all your friends. They'll, if they're not hooked after that, they just don't get it. Okay, that's it for Not Another Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.